WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The air over more than half of Wisconsin is dangerous for many people to breathe. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is drifting back over the state again. Karina Newsom is with the National Wildlife Federation. She says climate change could make air pollution from wildfires routine.
With there being more frequent, more intense, longer burning wildfires, and of course, natural movement of air, we can absolutely expect to see wildfire smoke occurring in places where maybe wildfires are not actually burning, like we're seeing right now, being a more frequent experience.
We're under the fifth air quality advisory in Wisconsin this year. It's the most active year for fine particle pollution in the state in more than a decade. A bill to send more state money to Wisconsin communities is on its way to the governor's desk. As Terry Bell reports, the shared revenue bill also aims to save Milwaukee from bankruptcy.
The bill would take 20% of sales tax collections and send $1.5 billion to local governments. The money would have to be used for police and fire departments, emergency response and communications, and streets and transportation. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County have even more restrictions on their money. Some places are getting a bigger boost than others, but Republican Senator Mary Felskowski says no community in Wisconsin is an island.
We have senators that represent the breadbasket of Wisconsin, the Central Sands area. They feed our economic generators. Madison, Milwaukee can't grow their own food. Central Sands grows it for them.
Democratic Senator Robert Wirch says in the end, the compromise bill is just that.
There's things I like in this bill, there's things I can't stand in this bill, but it's a compromise and there's more good things than bad things.
Governor Evers helped broker the deal and is expected to sign the bill into law. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin may have a new top election official soon. Don Millis, chairman of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says the commission will take a vote later this month on who will lead the agency going forward. Pete Schwabo reports.
With Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf's term set to expire on July 1st, the WEC will hold a vote this month to decide who will run the state's election body going forward. The commission could vote to reappoint her, select a new administrator, or possibly take no action at all. The WEC is a six-member board made up equally of Republican and Democratic appointees. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Governor Tony Evers indicated on Wednesday that he would veto a state budget that includes a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system, since the state currently holds a record near $7 billion surplus. The cut is what legislative Republicans have put forward as a response to diversity offices on college campuses. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A Kaukauna woman is not happy with the city's fire department. Jamie Schmidt says her home was damaged after a controlled burn to get rid of invasive plants on a plot of nearby wetlands. According to the Post-Crescent, Schmidt says the city admitted fault and agreed to pay her until they saw the size of the bill. Kaukauna Mayor Tony Penterman released a statement apologizing for damage to Schmidt's home and said the city is hoping to resolve the issue to her satisfaction. The Brown County Fair is opening its gates to people with special needs. August 18th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, rides and games will be free. The fair will provide more caregivers to help people with the rides and allow for extra time. Brown County Fair runs from August 16th through the 20th. In local sports, the two-time defending champ Denmark Vikings kept their three-peat hopes alive with a come-from-behind victory over Jefferson at Fox City Stadium. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get swept again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee lost both games in their two-game series against the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. The final yesterday afternoon, the Twins 4, the Brewers 2. Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray pitched 5 innings, giving up 5 hits and 4 earned runs. Craig Counsell.
Yeah, you know, I thought he was not quite as sharp today. You know, we got through 5 and, you know, probably should have been 3-2 and, you know, a one-run deficit.
Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
Yeah, I definitely felt a little off from the beginning. But overall, just trying to battle through it, really. I think it's just about getting ahead and sequencing correctly. You know, I don't know if we threw in enough for strikes, at least commanded the ball in enough to the lefties.
Twins manager Rocco Baldelli on the sweep.
We've been playing some pretty good baseball lately. It carried over into this series all the way around. The at-bats were good, played some pretty good defense, and we're playing the way we want.
The Brewers have the day off before opening a series at home tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Oakland A's got approval from the Nevada legislature, who voted in favor of funding to build a new baseball stadium for the team in Las Vegas. The bill to be signed by the governor of Nevada. NBA, a report says the Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat are putting in bids to trade for the Wizards' Bradley Beal. The 29-year-old guard has been named to the NBA's All-Star team three times. In golf, the U.S. Open tees off today at the Los Angeles Country Club. NFL, the Packers wrapping up their minicamp today with a team function. In years past, it's been everything from bowling to skeet shooting. Packers president Mark Murphy says now that Aaron Rodgers has left, he expects to see more of Matt LaFleur's playbook being used by Jordan Love. I asked LaFleur,
have you seen Jordan get to a certain level, or are you trying to, different things you might like to try this fall?
It is a good time to experiment a little bit with certain things. Quite frankly, that goes on throughout the course of the season, but in particular, OTAs, training camp, to really kind of narrow down how do we want to attack and what do our guys do to the best of their ability.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Right on.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I just lost my mind, man. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Bradley Beal?
I know. That is pretty exciting. That would be awesome.
Man, Bradley Beal. Maybe the people don't know, man, just the thought of that, right?
Yeah, no, he's really good.
Come on, man. All right. Now we're talking. Anyway, good morning to everybody, and I'm really excited this morning. I want to bring on my first guest, a good friend, and I'm going to be involved in a cook-off this coming Saturday. And, you know, this guy is the guy who puts all this together. None other than Mr. Reuben Hopkins. He is the CEO. Is that what it is, man? The CEO of the, name it.
Hey, good morning, Earl. I'm the chairman and CEO of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
The Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, I've from time to time butchered that, right? And
yeah.
wanted to make sure I didn't do it this time, because so you wouldn't hold it against me during the cook-off this Saturday morning.
No, I'm going to beat you fair and square, man.
Hey, well, you can't beat, listen, the operative word is you're going to attempt to defeat me. Let's talk a little bit about the man who cooked, man, and this such thing that's going to happen on this Saturday, and where?
Yeah, so it'll be this Saturday at Destiny Youth Plaza, and that's on 76 and Good Hope, and from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I will admit the last menu that we had was in 2019. It was pre-pandemic, so we missed a couple of years because of the pandemic. So this will actually be our 21st, I want to say 21st annual, but because we missed 2 years, it'll be our 21st. And it's a local competition. Anyone can enter. This year we have, I think we'll have 19 or 20 cooks. The cooks compete in three categories. They compete in dessert, They compete in appetizer and they compete in entree. And so, and so it's a lot of fun. The public are the judges. So, each sample that you give is judged on presentation and taste. Those are the only two judging criteria. And you get anywhere from a 1 to a 10. And so the dish that has the most points at the end of the day wins. There's first place, the first, second, and third place in each category.
It is safe to say to this listening audience that I don't know, maybe it was 2018 that I was number one in the overall category.
I think it was 2018.
Oh, 2018. So is it safe to say I'm an award-winning cook? Can I say that?
You can say that.
So people can say, well, it's easy to say that, Earl. You know,
and I think you've won a few times over the years. So it's not just, I think 2018, you came out of nowhere, I think, with your fried turkey. 2019, I think you did win, but you didn't win first place. I think it was third place in 2019. But over the years, when we've done it at the Park Lawn YMCA and we've done this event at the African American Women's Center. So we've done it over the years, and you've participated, and I've always appreciated that.
You know, man, you know, the part of this is I don't do desserts. And and so I stay in the lane that I am, that I enjoy doing, and that's the entrees. And this year I'm going to be doing... It's not titled that yet. I can't say my award-winning meatloaf. I can't say that yet. But on Monday, I will be talking about my award-winning meatloaf. Hey, but I'm really, you know, pleasantly, always surprised about the. And not, I shouldn't say surprised anymore about the quality of the men and what they can do. The competition is fierce. These are men who take cooking as seriously as I do, and they all know their way around kitchens. You know, what I noticed the last time around was a group of much younger participants than what we've had in the past.
Yeah, we do have a couple of young cooks that'll be there this year. And then we have a few, you know, Tyrone Dumas should be back. Marvin Jones will be back. We're doing in honor of Darren, because Darren passed away last year. So we're dedicating the dessert award to Darren because he was big in doing desserts. My brother is in town. He's a retired firefighter now, but he's in town. So, he's going to be doing,
what is he going to do? Help you lose again?
Well, you know,
joking, man.
no, but I lose. He does his apple streusel cheesecake and his strawberry. Or he might be doing this pineapple upside down cheesecake. But I lose every time he comes, I lose to him because, you know, my peanut butter, you know, cherry chocolate cake can't compete with his, you know, apple streusel cheesecake. And so
it's early in the morning, man. People are trying to get up and have a cup of coffee and you're talking about all these scrumptious, you know, sweet dishes, but I can tell you, man, I do think that there are more people because Tyrone and his lemon pie, which is man, really delicious. And so there are probably more people doing the desserts, right, than the entrees.
No, actually, this year we have more entrees than we have desserts.
Okay.
I think we maybe have 10 desserts, 11 appetizers, and then everything else is entrees. So I'm doing my cheesy chicken and potato casserole, and which is to die for. my brother is doing his shrimp, his bang bang shrimp is what he calls it. So we have one guy just said chicken. He said
that's chicken. All he needs to say is chicken, right?
It just is chicken. So I said okay. And then somebody said baked beans. I said baked beans is not a main dish, man. It's not even an appetizer. What are you talking about, baked beans? And so it's always interesting how what people come up with, you know, and how creative people are with food these days, you know.
My award-winning Mean Greens.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that goes over well all the time. I wanted to do something different to let people know I'm just not a one-hit wonder. And so, you know, we're talking about preparing food for how many people, man?
So it's a taste test. And so because it's a taste test, and it's also a fundraiser. So, the fundraiser benefits, Camp Chango, which is a camp, for men and boys. It's like a father son retreat.
Yes.
We do
great
every
event.
Year.
Great event.
That was, started by Ron Johnson and, you know, he passed away, I think last year.
Right.
And so we're doing it. They'll benefit from the fundraiser. So you pay $1 for each sample, or you could pay $20 and sample everything.
Right.
So some people come, they just pay $20, they get a wristband and they just sample everything. Some people, if you only have $5, you can at least sample 5 different things. You can score them, you know, and everybody can participate regardless of how much money you have.
Hey, Ruben, hang on a second, man. You got a minute?
Sure.
Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number on the line. Mr. Ruben Hopkins, and you are now tuning in to Chef Earl. we'll be right back.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it flat and pick it sound. Don't punish me. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 62 today, under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 72. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. We should top out around 62 today. Lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. On the line, my guest is Mr. Reuben Hopkins of the...
Come on, man. You can do it.
I'm not going to take the risk.
The Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
Right. Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. All right, man. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about an event that you guys are sponsoring this Saturday. The Men Who Cook. There's another in which I'm going to be a participant, and that's going to run from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., but there's an additional event that's going to be taking place after that. What is that, sir?
So that's a Taste of Black Milwaukee. And so that is going to go from 2 p.m. to 7:30. And so there you get an opportunity to meet local caterers, local restaurants, caterers, food trucks, and restaurants. So we committed, as an organization, we committed $100,000 to improving customer service in Black restaurants throughout the Milwaukee County. And so one of the things that we are doing is showcasing some of the restaurants, some of the caterers, some of the food trucks that we've been working to grow, to improve customer service, to, you know, providing technical assistance, you know, because to provide capacity building for, you know, these different types of food businesses. And so we're going to showcase some of them from 2 to 7:30 on Saturday also.
Look, man, let's talk about this phenomena of food trucks, right? I mean, clearly, man, what is happening with these new, with these food trucks, man, and the impact that they're having on restaurants in general?
Well, I think, you know, people, they're trying to go where people are now. You know, people, you know, we're a city of festivals. There are a lot of outdoor activities and stuff going on. People have gotten used to being 6 feet apart, you know, and so they're okay with this day. We're outside, you know, and so a lot of the outside venues are growing. And so so people will pull up a food truck and service those events in those venues. And it's easier to have a food truck than it is to open a restaurant, you know. And some of the restaurants, because they're stationary, they have to work that much harder now to get people to come through the door. And so I think that's probably a big part of the phenomenon, is that the food trucks give these cooks and these chefs you know, more freedom.
You know, Ruben, there used to be a time when people would be leery to buy food off of a food truck, right?
But
not anymore. They don't give it a second thought.
Well, they get judged the same way that a restaurant does. So they get their grade. They have to post their grade on the window, just like restaurants do. So if they got an A, they get an A. If they got a B, they get a B.
You
so
mean for cleanliness and those kinds of things?
Right, right. For hygiene and you know, when they pass those health department inspections, you know, their letter has to be on the food truck, just like it would be if it was a restaurant.
So, you know, let's give the location and time of the event again on Saturday quickly.
Okay, so Destiny Youth Plaza, it's on the corner of 76th and Good Hope, on the northwest side of the street. I don't know the exact address.
In Milwaukee. Go ahead.
In Milwaukee, yeah. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we'll announce the winners at 3 p.m. So it'll be fun. It's a family event. Again, whether you have $1 or, you know, whatever you have, come out and enjoy yourself. Come out and take in the festivities and, you know, watch me beat Earl.
Well, you know, man, here's the difference. See, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a cow and I'm going to have fresh ground beef. I'll be working on that on Friday. So my ground beef will be fresh. And and man, looking forward to it, man. It's always a blast, man. Continue the good work. I need to get you in here to talk about what you guys are doing to make a major impact in the African American community in the business climate, which is very important in the near future, man. We'll talk about that at the event on Saturday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you to your listening audience.
Thank you, man. And make sure that you polish up that number one. That, you know. Well, you can always make sure that Earl is spelled E-A-R-L.
You got room for another grill?
Absolutely. I've always got room for another grill. All right. So that's number, is that the first place prize?
Well, we have several. We got several grills that we'll be giving away.
Okay.
As well as some other.
Yeah, I want the best one. I'll take the best
one. All right.
I'll see you then. All right. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The suspect accused in the chokehold death of a homeless man on a New York City subway train is now indicted by a grand jury.
While the exact charges won't be revealed until Daniel Penny appears in court at a later date, just 3 days ago, Penny's lawyers releasing video statements of Penny describing that May 1st encounter with Neely.
The three main threats that he repeated over and over was, I'm going to kill you, I'm prepared to go to jail for life, and I'm willing to die.
Penny adding he restrained Neely to protect himself and others, but did not intend to kill him.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. The Gulf Coast bracing for severe weather today after parts of the South were hit by storms overnight. Arkansas, Alabama, and Georgia seeing violent thunderstorms and damaging hail. Another Republican jumping into the race for the White House. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez filing campaign paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Area Public School District's free summer food program started yesterday. Free and nutritious meals are available not just to kids enrolled in school or those eligible for free and reduced meal benefits, but any child under 18. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says it's important for families and kids to have access to healthy meals and that the city's parks are the perfect setting. The program offers meals to kids in the community until August 18th at over 40 locations, including parks, museums, libraries, and community centers. The Brown County Fair is opening its gates to people with special needs. August 18th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, rides and games will be free. The fair will provide more caregivers to help people with the rides and allow for extra time. The Brown County Fair runs from August 16th through the 20th. In local sports, the Denmark Vikings kept their three-peat hopes alive with a come-from-behind victory over Jefferson. In Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All insurance, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Bo Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bo Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you gas? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As I was combing through a lot of information this morning, as I do every morning at somewhere around 4 o'clock to discuss on today's show. Oh, by the way, 9:30, we're going to be joined by State Senator Chris Larson, who to the wee hours of the morning was debating the outcome of the major discussion about the resources? What's the term?
Shared revenue.
Shared revenue. There you go, man. You know me by now. As I grapple with the aging situation, the shared revenue debate in Madison last night. So he's going to be joining us at 9:30. But as I was grappling with what is important and what we can be talking about this morning, I came across this article. It's called America in Focus. And it piqued my curiosity to the degree that it explains where we are as a nation. And I don't know anything that I've read that comes close to the impact of this. And so, American Focus, we asked 11 Americans why it's so difficult to trust each other. And something just resonated with me. Why don't we as Americans trust one another? Man, let me tell you something. Again, as a guy who's been around a while, I don't ever remember a time like this one. You know, maybe during the Civil War times. But contrary to popular belief, Calvin, I wasn't around during those times. But I don't ever remember a time like this one where the American people have so much distrust for one another. And so they found 11 people that they interviewed from cross sections of our nation. And they asked them, what are some of the things that you trust? And Tom, 67-year-old white Democrat, things that you trust, Social Security. Frank, 56-year-old Latino, independent, Japanese cars. These are things that they trust. Tina, 66-year-old white independent, the human instinct to help, things that they trust. Let's see. Come on, pop up. As I await my outdated laptop computer to move a little quicker. Okay. We asked 11 Americans why it's so difficult to trust each other. Democracy struggles to function without a basic level of trust. Citizens need to trust in elections, in institutions, and in one another. But today, distrust seems pervasive. A 2022 Gallup poll found that the average level of confidence in a broad range of institutions like the military, the Supreme Court, and big business was only 27%. Only 27% of Americans, again, trust the military, the Supreme Court, and big business. We decided to conduct a focus group with 11 Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to explore how much they trusted or didn't trust their fellow Americans, what was making them confident or skeptical. When asked if they trusted other Americans, 8 of the 11 participants said they did, though some of their reasons were practical rather than high-minded. If I let all the mass shootings, the police stuff get to me, I would never leave the house, said Melody, 51. 7 participants said it had gotten harder to trust other people over the past several years. Some pointed to specific events. One participant said she didn't like to be in enclosed spaces ever since the movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, that had influenced their perception of others, while others talked about general technological change as a driver of distrust. Listen, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, at 844-967-2789, on the matter of trusting your fellow man. I don't know how any of these things can work in conjunction with the spirituality and the belief in our religious practices. I don't know how they can possibly be, I don't trust. Because that's directly in direct opposition to what the edicts of Christianity is. That's a part of Christianity. You've got to trust your fellow man and love your fellow man. We're in such a tough situation as a nation because those of us who still call ourselves Christian must wrestle with what that actually means today. Because there's so much distrust in our fellow man. Now, I understand, you know, some of the reasons. You know, Monday through Friday, and sometimes more often than not, I'm here and I'm kind of hard on Republicans. Calvin, is it safe to say I'm a little tough on Republicans?
You know, I would say that it's fair, but yes, you're a little tough.
Okay. So I don't jump on Republicans because I don't trust them. You know, I push back on Republicans because of things that come out like this yesterday. Right now, the Republican House, as we speak yesterday, many of you may not be aware of this, but here it is. House conservatives on Wednesday, yesterday, the 14th. Proposed raising U.S. retirement age to collect Social Security to 69. Hey, Calvin. Now, so I wonder, you know, the people who support Republicans who aren't presently receiving Social Security, And they love the Republican Party. And then you find out that this proposal by the 176-member House Republican Study Committee would gradually increase retirement age, ultimately hitting 69 years old for those turning 62 in 2033. The current retirement age for full benefits is 66 and rising gradually to 67. Does that mean that, you know, I don't like the Republicans? No, man, that's not, listen, you know, they can't hurt me unless they figure out a way to stop the benefit from me that I'm already receiving, that I already earned. Now, if they could figure out a way to do that, that would make me angry enough to, you know, totally dislike them. But I'm not hating them. I don't hate them. There's nothing to be gained by me hating, Republicans. But what's going on here, clearly, is that we're in a place where Americans don't trust one another. There's a filter to change the shape. Let me go here. Seven participants said it had gotten harder to trust other people over the past several years. Some pointed to specific events. One participant said she didn't like to be. Oh, I read that. As for building trust, both Democrats and Republicans talk mostly about values. Showing more respect to other people, communicating better, listening better, and about spending less time isolating in social media. I can't tell you how many times I go out to eat and parents are on their devices. Their kids are on devices, said Tom, 67. Building trust. How do you build trust when you're not talking? Now, here's the participants who were involved in this. Brian, 48 years old, from Idaho, a white Republican nurse. Dennis, 57 years old, from Connecticut, a white independent engineer. Elliot, 28 years old, from California, Asian Republican process engineer. Frank, 56, from California, Latino independent mortgage lending. Gabby, 27, Virginia, Latina Democrat funeral director. Judy, 60, from Kentucky, a white Republican deli manager. Melissa, 38, from Oregon, white Democrat Uber Eats driver. Melody, 51, from Texas, a black Democrat associate professor. Polly, 50, Pennsylvania, a white Republican funeral sales. Tina, 66, Arizona, white independent retired. And Tom, 67, from Texas, a white Democrat benefits manager. Now, the reason these things are so important is because this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it right now, and I'm trying to have it right now on the Earl Ingram Show. Because the fact that we can't have it is at the root of why we're in the problems and in the situations that we're having now where we can't trust one another. And so who created the divide? Because what's at the root of the divide is conservative liberal, which to me is insanity. You're a liberal. I'm a conservative. We're Americans. We live in the same nation, but we can't have a conversation. And I hate your guts because you're not the same person that I am. What are we talking about? We're Americans. But we got to understand who's behind the divide that exists between Democrat and Republican, and why, and who's benefiting by it. Somebody's benefiting by it and making money. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Our phone's open. Be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 62. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 51. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs around 72. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 62 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to the Early Group Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Why are we as Americans so divided? This article that appeared in the New York Times, but was put together. This focus group is called America in Focus, and they wanted to touch upon what is actually taking place in this nation that divides us to the degree that we are divided. I think I can't recall a time in my life where we were so divided that we just don't trust many other Americans. And that's not a good thing. That can never be a good thing. A nation divided cannot stand. It will not stand. America's no different than any other. The fact that we are so divided is something that really needs to be worked out. Now, in a word or phrase, what is going well in America these days? This is the question that was put before these 11 people. And we'll get to their answers after we go to Chuck from Delafield. Hey, good morning to you, Chuck. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call, man. Why is it that we're at this point at a cliff where Americans can't trust one another?
Well, Earl, in my view, you have to take a couple steps back. You have to look at that this nation was founded as a liberal democracy. And you can't have a liberal democracy when only one party out of a two-party system no longer practices or believes in liberal democracy. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. Why is it a fact? Because it's backed by data. And the data comes from an organization which people need to understand and learn about. It's called V-DEM, V-DEM Institute, based out of the University of Gothenburg in Gothenburg, Sweden. It studies the status of democracy around the world. It's not just a few professors in a corner. This is an organization of more than 4,000 people. They do intense data studies. They have a metric of 71 variables for a liberal democracy. And according to the VDEM Institute, the United States is on the edge. Now, we're the world's first liberal democracy. We're on the very edge of not being a liberal democracy. That's a big deal, and people need to understand that. Only 13% of the world's nearly 8 billion people live in a liberal democracy. What has to happen to get to where you want to go with where there's trust in discussions?
Where we all should want to go, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, you must repair or replace the Republican Party, because it has become an authoritarian party. And again, that's not my opinion. That is fact. That is fact backed by data by the VDEM Institute. They've looked at the parties. They used 2000, the year 2000, as a base year. And then they tracked how the Democratic Party and the Republican parties have tracked according to liberal democracy. The Democratic Party is at the same place where it was in 2000, virtually the same place, which is right smack dab in the middle of being a liberal democracy party in the world, amongst other parties in the world, right there. However, the Republican Party in 2000 was already kind of outside that. You could still say the cohort they belonged to was liberal democracy parties, but they were on the fringe. By 2014, they weren't. They were in no man's land. Then you go up to 2018. By 2018, now remember, that's before Donald Trump spewing his lies about a fraudulent Everything. Election right. and all that. All of January 6th, all that, it had become, its cohort, new cohort, was the authoritarian parties in Turkey, India, Hungary.
Hey, Chuck, look, man.
So it's an authoritarian party. You have to start there. So you're arguing with an authoritarian party that does not believe in what this country was founded.
Thank you. I wish democracy. I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. In a word or phrase, what is going well in America these days? Dennis, 57, Connecticut, white, independent engineer, dissent. Unfortunately, Judy, 60-year-old Kentucky white Republican deli manager. I don't know, and that makes me sad. Again, the question is, what is going well in America? Brian, 48, Idaho, white Republican nurse. Not much right now. Polly, 50, Pennsylvania, white Republican furniture sales. Greater unity. What is going great in America these days? Tom, 67, Texas, white Democrat benefits manager, engagement. Same question. Tina, 66, Arizona, white independent, no responsibility. Melody, 51, Texas, black Democrat associate professor. For me, the economy is okay. Elliot, 28, California, Asian Republican process engineer. The development and discussion around technology like artificial intelligence. Melissa, 38, Oregon, white Democrat, Uber Eats driver. I can't think of a single thing that's going well in America right now. This is the moderator again. Dennis, tell me what you really meant by dissent. So Dennis's response is, it may not be physical, but fighting is going well. Polly, you said coming together. There's a lot of division, but there are a lot of people that choose to come together on the same page no matter what their political opinion is. Tom, what did you mean by engagement? People are fired up and passionate about what they believe in. The next question. A few of you said nothing is going well, or you at least couldn't think of anything positive. How long have you felt this way? Judy, 60, Kentucky, white Republican deli manager, quite a while, maybe the last 10 years, again, who feels that there's nothing going well in this nation. Brian, 48, Idaho, white Republican nurse, it's probably been 10 to 15 years. We don't really have stuff to look forward to anymore. We could have World War III before too long. Everything is chaos. And before we go to break, you know, I got to thinking about 10 years, we're saying these things started happening 10 years ago. You know who the president of the United States was about 10 years ago? Barack Obama. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Give us a call. I'd like to hear your thoughts. We'll be right back.
summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now. 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...
ABC News.